Hello and welcome to the Organic Research Centre podcast. My name is Vicky Smith. The Organic Research Centre, or the ORC for short, is an independent research charity working for better and more sustainable farming systems which promote the environment and provide good food for everybody. This is one of many podcasts which we will be recording to help celebrate our 40th anniversary throughout 2021. In today's podcast, I'll be speaking to ORC's Charlotte Bickler and Katie Bliss about the Organic Research Centre's approach to knowledge exchange in research. Thanks both for joining us today. I wondered if, to start with, we could learn a little bit about you both and what your job entails and how you work together. Katie, do you want to go first, maybe explaining what you do day to day?
Sure, yeah. So my role is crop diversity and agroecology researcher. So I grew up on a family farm, and where we're looking to move towards a more agroecological approach through working in collaboration with a dairy farmer. And I guess that's where my interest came from in looking at using ecological principles for a more integrated farming practice. So work with in the past worked with the intercropping field lab, and currently work with the Diver Impacts project, where we're looking at how to enhance crop diversity both at a field and farm scale, but also what is enabling that downstream in terms of seed and machinery and infrastructure, and also upstream in terms of value chains and the food system, how that can help enable crop diversification. And also work with the Agroecology Project, where we're a collaboration of farmers, advisors, researchers looking to support farmers to transition to agroecological farming systems.
Great, thanks, Katie. And if you listening at home want to find out a little bit more about Katie's job role and what she's working on at the moment, head to the 40th anniversary page on our website and read her 10 minutes with piece. And then Charlotte, do you want to tell us a little bit about you and your role?
Hi, I'm Charlotte, the Knowledge Exchange and Policy Manager at the Organic Research Centre. So my background is in kind of research before going more into knowledge exchange. So I actually worked at ORC as the crops researcher before moving over to the knowledge exchange side. And before that, I'd worked in conservation and did a PhD in evolutionary ecology. So I've always had an interest in kind of bridging the gap between like knowledge generation and pure research and its application in the field. And that's grown whilst working at ORC and kind of wanting to find solutions to problems that farmers and growers face when trying to work organically and agroecologically in their farming systems. So we have like a range of different research themes that we work across at ORC, and our work in the knowledge exchange team is to kind of synthesize and translate and look at how we can get those results out there to the practitioners, but also to kind of do wider knowledge exchange activities to facilitate dialogue between practitioners and kind of just help support the transition to agroecological systems, to kind of recognize that they are quite knowledge intensive, but there is a lot of research out there that's been generated, and often the gap is kind of getting access to that research and understanding how to apply it in individual farm systems. So we kind of look to address that.
Great, thank you. And then Charlotte and Katie, I guess you kind of work together and also throughout the different research teams as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of bring it together across all the different research teams to kind of understand how it can be applied. Obviously, a lot of the research that ORC does is very applied research, and participation is kind of at the centre of what we do in our research as practice. So working with farmers and growers to like address applied challenges. So me and Katie would be working together in the field with farmers, but also then on in terms of sharing that information that is generated through that work.
And I guess at the heart of what we do is the fact that most innovation with a lot of these practices is happening in farmers' fields. And so working with farmers to understand the questions that they have and what they're trying and find ways to answer those questions and share that with others as they go through that process, really. and making things as research as useful as possible to farmers that are looking to go through a kind of agroecological transition.
Okay, it's really interesting. And then in your view, what sets the Organic Research Centre apart? What makes us different? Obviously, it's our 40th anniversary this year, but what have we done over those 40 years that really makes a difference?
Yeah, I think the thing is with organics, it's hard to imagine now, but you know, it just wasn't really happening really when ORC first started, is the impression I get. I mean, we've spoken about it on previous podcasts, Lawrence and Mark reflecting on the early days, but they kind of had to work with others that were interested in organics across the UK to really just figure out how to do it. So there's always kind of a bit of testing things and experimenting in like a creative way, which maybe isn't as formalized as it is in the academic system, and just looking at practical solutions to things to really make this challenge of kind of farming organically and within the limitations of our planet's kind of capacity, you know, not limitations, but respecting the boundaries really, and understanding how we can do that across the whole system as well, you know, like having that perspective, not just from the field, but also, you know, what that means for citizens of, and how we can communicate what we're trying to do and really, you know, change things.
Okay, and then Katie, what role does participation play in knowledge exchange within the ORC?
Participation's been at the heart of Organic Research Centre's work since the beginning, really. So 40 years ago, it was very much, the heart has always been looking at farmers' questions and working with them to understand organic agriculture, and now looking more at kind of that more agroecologically, but looking at how, what their questions are and how, particularly in the beginning 40 years ago when organic agriculture, you know, people were really pioneering and people were really finding new problems that we understand a bit better now. So it was the farmers that were really pioneering that. So the Organic Research Centre has always put the farmers at the forefront of our work, and perhaps in that sense kind of pioneered that work back in when that started back 40 years ago. And I think the European collaborations have been really powerful for that as well. So working with kind of fellow research centres in Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, France, looking at these kind of more applied ways of working and also new ways of learning and working together with kind of multi-stakeholder groups. So lots of those projects now are looking at things like action research and working together with diverse groups of stakeholders. So within Diver Impacts, we're working with case studies where we're working together with the farmers, but also other people within the food system, advisors, seed companies, to try and unpick some of these problems as well. So from universities like Wageningen in the Netherlands, it's kind of new, also learning about how we learn and kind of ways of working in research and ways of sharing knowledge as well.
Yeah, I'd just add to that it's about the opportunities that organic farming and organic practices and techniques can bring as well. So more recently, you know, a lot of the projects we're working on are not purely focused on organic, but they're really like looking at things that ORC has been researching for some time, say like crop mixtures or intercropping is a project that we've worked on and research that we've been conducting for many years and in the UK, and also looking then across different farming systems globally and how it's been applied, and kind of just having those like wider conversations and kind of opening your eyes to alternative ways of doing things and the opportunities that creates. I think that's something that we like to try and bring forward in our kind of knowledge exchange work.
Okay, great, thanks. And then Katie, is this maybe a good point to talk about agroecology?
In terms of bridging this these various gaps as well. Agricology was set up 5 years ago now as a collaboration of many different organisations across the sector in the UK, looking at, and it's, things have really moved on in those 5 years as well. But 5 years ago, we were looking at quite a polarised sector of organic and conventional and kind of the new emerging conservation agriculture sector as well. And the idea was to get rid of the labels and just look at what the practical learnings we can take from each other and how do we bring all that together to make it really useful to the farming community. And that includes both research and practice as well. So again, trying to make the research more accessible to the farmers and engage them more in that as well. And in particular, the fact that farmers trust each other more than anybody else. And so really, they want to hear it from another farmer and see how these practices have worked in the real world and on different farm contexts. So having that demonstration element in things like videos, it's been really practical as well. So that's really agriology's aim, to bring all that together in one place, to make it easier to access, really.
In other parts of our work, we've also kind of been doing various activities to try and increase the dialogue and bring people together to kind of move forward in terms of advancing towards more sustainable, environmentally friendly practices. Like Katie's already mentioned, you know, exchange between farmers is really important, and that's something that's often been encouraged within other parts of our work as well. In these European projects that we do, exchange visits, and Katie's travelled with farmers to see what, say, farmers in France are doing. And yeah, it'd be interesting to hear a bit more about that, maybe, Katie.
So yeah, we've had really positive feedback in terms of some cross visits and exchange visits that we've done in the past. So some looking at particular practices. So we had invited farmers within the OKNet arable project that were interested in intercropping, and did kind of cross visits to different farms across Europe to look at that. We've done trips going to look at particular processing. So over to Brittany, looking at decortication of buckwheat, and exchanges between Hovmandod farmers and other farmers in Sweden that were growing pulses and cereals and intercropping. So that capacity to exchange both in person and then afterwards online with other farmers, and also looking at the whole value chains and food systems in different countries, really brings a lot of insight as well in terms of just thinking slightly differently about what we're doing.
So another part of what we do in this field is running events and getting people out on each other's farms to exchange ideas and observe the trials that we're running together. That's always makes up a core part of the research that we're doing. So you can see that knowledge exchange is really kind of embedded into what we're doing through our research projects. But I think that's what is part of what makes ORC unique to a certain extent, but it's something that is needed more and more, and we're seeing happening more and more widely. But I think we can learn from our experiences of what works and what doesn't work when it comes to that sort of activity, and that's something that we're certainly reflecting on at the moment, and how we can do this better and how we can help support these exchanges in a productive way that also feeds into the research challenges and discussions and advances the field forward at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, yeah, as Charlotte says, we're still learning how to do this well and really appreciate feedback as well. So if people have been engaged either in field labs or in some of the case studies or different types of participatory research, we really do appreciate feedback in ways that we can improve that. And the same with agricology and our knowledge exchange at ORC. Feedback on how we can make it more practical and useful to the farming community is always welcome.
Okay, great. And then kind of going back to what we talked about earlier in the podcast around farmer-led research, do you have any examples of how the Organic Research Centre or other organisations have kind of implemented this through certain projects or initiatives?
Yes, so we work with the Innovative Farmers Programme led by the Soil Association, and have a number of field labs that have been pulled together over the last few years. And they're always led by farmers' questions. So, for example, Charlotte and I worked on an intercropping in arable systems field lab, and that pulled together a group of farmers that were currently or interested in intercropping, so growing more than one crop together. But each of them had different questions. So it's quite different to some of the other field labs. And basically the idea was that they come up with the mixtures that they're interested in and then look at what the problem is they're trying to solve. So, for example, we worked with James Hares in Wiltshire, and he had quite a problematic wild oat situation within his bean crop. So he looked at integrating a crop of wheat in with the beans in order to really take the niche of the wild oats, and he found that to be really successful. It's actually a 74% reduction in weed biomass in the first year, and similar the second year as well. And so within the group, the different farmers came up with different mixtures that they wanted to use on their land and looked at different questions, and but then shared their experiences both within the group and wider as well. And Charlotte and I would work with them to come up with monitoring techniques also with the Diversify project.
Yeah, reflecting on this kind of field lab experience and then how it can feed into the wider kind of research that was happening on intercropping as part of the Diversify project is quite interesting to and kind of understand the role of knowledge exchange and also this participatory research. And it was challenging at times to kind of bridge that gap between what needs to be really applied and then what can feed into kind of, say, the models that researchers in universities were developing. So that's part of our role here in kind of understanding how we can communicate with each other. And communications is a big part of that, which isn't always like discussed in knowledge exchange because it's often taken for granted, that role of the facilitator. And I think that's something that we've kind of learned how to do over time and bring to the table, and people appreciate. And also we can feed in then our experience to a wider network, and communicate it back to different communities that are working on the same challenges and kind of grow our momentum towards solving a wider challenge. So with the Diversify project on crop mixtures, we understood that access to knowledge and information was a barrier to uptake of the practice, but then how can we make that work? So it wasn't just about the practice itself, but understanding how we can share knowledge and information around the practice. So I think that's also a part of what we do, and trying to understand how we can improve that process too, and the learning processes and the communication processes, which we're still learning about ourselves, kind of is a continually evolving kind of loop and feedback. And that's, like Katie's mentioned already, this action research, so we can feed in what's happening on the ground.
Great, thanks both. That brings us to the end of this podcast, but thank you very much for being involved. If you would like to find out more about the ORC, whether that be our research, knowledge exchange or policy activity, please visit our website. I have included a link in the podcast introductory information to our homepage. You can also follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook or LinkedIn, as well as signing up to our bulletin or e-bulletin via the contact part of our website. Please also keep checking our 40th anniversary webpage for latest celebratory content, including podcasts, webinars and research fact sheets, which will look back on some of our most pioneering research over the last 40 years.